Lipedema, the disease they call fat, an overview for clinicians. Section 1. Introduction. Confucius once said, "True wisdom is knowing what you don't know." For clinicians, a fundamental challenge in clinical diagnosis is recognizing conditions that do not fit into familiar categories. Lipedema is one such condition. First identified in 1940 by doctors Edgar Allen and Edgar Hines at the Mayo Clinic, lipedema is characterized by abnormal fat deposition in the buttocks and bilateral legs and can be accompanied by orthostatic edema. The pathophysiology of lipedema is poorly understood, and since it is not routinely included in medical school curricula, it is frequently misdiagnosed as more familiar conditions, such as obesity or lymphedema. Although first described in the United States, scientific acknowledgement of lipedema as an independent entity has emerged primarily in Europe, largely due to the work of Professor Michael Foldy and Professor Atelka Foldy in Germany, and has only recently gained more recognition in the United States. Public awareness of lipedema has increased in recent years, in part due to the proliferation of online patient support groups and media awareness about the condition. This monograph is meant as a primer for clinicians and is designed to acquaint them with lipedema, facilitate diagnosis, and provide an overview of current treatments. Section 2. Epidemiology and clinical features. The diagnosis of lipedema is made clinically and is typically defined by the disproportionate and symmetrical accumulation of fat in the lower extremities, accompanied by complaints of orthostatic edema. The feet are always spared from this enlargement, except in the advanced stage of lipolymphedema, where foot swelling occurs secondary to lymphatic insufficiency. The spared feet observation is an important sign in distinguishing lipedema from simple obesity. Usually, the upper body is spared until later stages of the disease, although atypical types of lipedema exist that vary from prototypical lower extremity fat accumulation. There have been cases of upper extremity lipedema reported. In these cases, fat accumulates in the forearms and upper arms with sparing of the hands, mirroring the appearance of fat distribution in the legs. Areas affected by lipedema often display easy bruising, pain, and tenderness accompanied by complaints of systemic fatigue and loss of physical condition and muscle strength. The onset of symptoms frequently begins during puberty or young adulthood, although some patients may not experience them until later in life after the condition progresses. Progression can occur at times of critical hormone disturbance, such as pregnancy and/or menopause. Lipedema affects women almost exclusively, although there have been several reports of men with the disorder. Conservative estimations of the prevalence of lipedema range from 0.06% to 10%. No racial or ethnic group correlations are currently known. Several of the estimates of lipedema prevalence are based on lymphedema clinic patient populations, which contain a subset of misdiagnosed lipedema patients. For instance, Foldy and Foldy estimated that up to 11% of the female population is affected when they extrapolated their clinic experience to the general population. In another study, Fief et al. Found that 10 to 20% of patients referred to lymphedema clinics were subsequently diagnosed with lipedema. Other reports of percentages of lipedema patients among lymphedema clinic patients range from 8% to 18.8%. Many patients recall other affected female family members, and incidences of familial patterns range from 16 to 45% in the literature.